702 Summer.
Unwind.
Relax.
Enjoy.
So let's take a look at what's happening at the Zondo Commission today. We were supposed to have Anuj Singh, the former Eskom executive. He was supposed to take the stand, but his lawyer, Annelien van den Heuver, who, of course, as I said, represented Radovan Krejcer, Shepherd Bashiri, the Tulsi twins, she's acting for him, and she said that she wanted a postponement. So as a result, Judge Zondo then making an order this morning.
I'm going to adjourn the hearing of Mr. Anuj Singh's evidence to a date yet to be determined, and then order that he delivers to the Commission by close of business on Monday a comprehensive affidavit as indicated by his counsel.
Now, there was some issue around an affidavit that may or may not exist. Let's speak to Gay Davis, EWN reporter watching that for us. Gay, welcome to the Midday Report. What was the issue here around this affidavit and the subpoena?
Morning. Good afternoon to you, Mandy. Look, the essence here is that the reason why Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo has postponed the evidence of Anuj Singh today is because of a defective summons issued by the Commission itself. This summons was calling on Singh to come and appear before it today to testify. That summons referred to questions that would be put to Singh based on an affidavit submitted by him. This affidavit has not materialized. It has not been submitted by Singh, and Zondo felt that it was not possible for him to allow for this, what he called a fatally defective summons, to stand. And that is the reason why he's granted this postponement. He said he was not persuaded by the reasons given by Singh in an affidavit handed up this morning by his counsel, detailing why he was not in a position to give evidence today, and also why he had failed to submit a comprehensive affidavit as required by two directives sent to him by the Commission. That affidavit was supposed to have been submitted by the 4th of September last year, Mandy. It has not yet been submitted. Evidence leader Pule Seleka referred to meetings that they'd had, back channel meetings with the counsel for Singh and legal team of the Commission, where this affidavit had apparently been promised, but because it did not exist technically and factually, Zondo felt that the summons was defective in and of itself, and that is why he reluctantly granted this postponement.
Advocate Seleka looking like he was dancing a little bit when he was being questioned by Zondo there. Did the State Capture Commission drop the ball here?
Well, it seems as though they have done. Zondo was quite clear and clearly very frustrated and also, I'd say, angry. He's generally very mild-mannered, as you know, but he was frustrated because he's effectively lost a day's evidence. He said that the evidence leader should not have signed off on this summons. He ought to have seen that there was this flaw in it, that factually the summons was not true because there is no such affidavit. And if Singh had taken the stand today, all that they would have been able to ask him about was this non-existent affidavit. So it was clear that the proceedings couldn't continue. Zondo frustrated at losing a day. A new date is now going to have to be found for Singh to come back and to testify, and his counsel has been given instructions as per the order that we listened to earlier to submit the comprehensive affidavit of Singh by Monday, close of business on Monday.
Gay Davis, EWN reporter, thanks for that update. So I'm a bit worried about timelines there at the Zondo Commission. We've lost another day. We're going to have Zuma next week, and who knows if he answers questions or not. So I imagine Zondo is getting a bit tetchy, a bit irritated about the fact that there is this unnecessary delay.